could see that something was coming out. No, you were churning and something was coming out. Am I correct or?
Yes.
Now, most probably, what came out is, if it is what you were searching for, it is something precious, and please put it into your memory file so that you can remember it. We want to now progress. We have a few more things to close the Govardhan retreat. While everything is prepared for a wonderful arati by our pujari Mukunda Datta Prabhu, he's the pujari of Radha Syam Sunda and has come today. He's the head pujari and will guide us into our. We will join the arati and also you will see really interact devotionally with Giriraj. So while that is prepared, I want to share something which deeply is in my heart. There's something you should know which will give joy to your heart and inspire you. Somehow Krishna has given us, or Giriraj has heard our prayers and given us a very, very beautiful land from where we can have his direct darshan, where we want to build a retreat center for the devotees who wish to go on the retreat. And we wanted this since a long time, but only 3 weeks ago it has come through. And how it came is a miracle which I want to share with all of you, because you are a part of the Govardhan retreat, because you are the ones who go on the retreat. When we first started the retreat, it was Bhujan Prabhu who invited myself. We really didn't know where we would go. It was a totally new concept in our movement. We left Vrindavan town and came here to the site of Giriraj. Our program was to engage in hearing and chanting. So we rented a relatively small ashram, the Dwaraka ashram, which is between, which I guess will become a historical site one day, because it is where something wonderful started. It's between Jatipur town and Govardhan town. And it had a hall where we could do our hearing and chanting. But right on the first day, we decided to not use the hall, but go all day out to that forest stretch, beautiful forested area, directly on the side of Giriraj, sit under a tree like we heard the Goswamis did, and ask the participants to sit under the tree in the dust, no cushions allowed, and just heard Bhujan Prabhu was discussing the Bhagavatam, and I was discussing different subjects about Krishna's qualities. I remember the 64 qualities and things which or subjects which were really directly about Lord Krishna. And we chanted. Our day started at 7 o'clock, and we went bundled in heavy cloth, in warm cloth, to the side of Giriraj, and then had breakfast. And then all day we sat under the shade. Sometimes we had to move because the shade moves also, and our sitting arrangement was really a moving arrangement, not a pandal tent like this. So for 2 years or so, we just sat on the ground and in the forest. And then we decided, shouldn't we add a little luxury to this, or a little comfort is the word, and had what is called a dhari, something like a carpet, and asked all the devotees on to sit on. But some of them appreciated so much the direct contact with the Brajras that most of the time that was empty and they were sitting around it. We really wanted to make Krishna conscious advancement. And the small group, I believe the first group was 30 people altogether, were dedicated to the same thing. There were wonderful disturbances, wonderful, I'm saying. Sometimes a bull was coming. I have a picture where a bull is directly behind our Burijan Prabhu, and you can see his nostrils flare. That means he's snoring. But Burijan is so much in the Bhagavatam. He has no time for the bull, and the bull gets ignored and disappears at one time. So that were the early days of the Govardhan retreat. From there it expanded. 60 devotees came at one stage, and they wouldn't fit any longer in the Dwaraka ashram, so we rented rooms in other ashrams, and then it expanded and expanded. Now, all that time, we had one desire, but we were shy to ask it. The desire was, if Giriraj could give us our own land where we can do, where we can offer shelter to devotees with rooms and bathrooms where they can just be and give smaller retreats and different types of retreats, that would be very good. We desired like this because one time the forest department of Mathura came and said, you're sitting here, this is nature protected area. You cannot just sit and hold an international event like this. And we said, oh, but we are under the shelter of Giriraj, and we nevertheless came next year, and they didn't come back again. They saw we were serious and they couldn't chase us away. We were determined. But all the time it was, what if they say you can't do this any longer? So then it became so big. So we decided we should have a place where that fear is not there. Anyways, it expanded, and we started to use Balkrishna Bhavan and found they were very hospitable. They gave us this garden, which quickly became the Gopinath Garden, and which is very beautiful. You must admit, it is very suitable for our purposes. Somewhere on the journey, we actually found a piece of land, and we put all our savings, all our what the parents had given us together, and we purchased it. And I remember we had this land, it's a beautiful piece of land, and then the one who sold it to us planted a crop on it. So what this means in Indian terms is, the one who uses the land is the real owner of the land, not the one who has the land on his own. So what to do now? We had purchased the land, and then this farmer took it away from us again. We didn't know what to do. We asked what is to be done, and we were introduced to the rough customs of Brijbasi dealings. The Brijbasis said to us, you just plow the land in the middle of the night when no one is there. And in this way, you use the land and claim proprietorship. So in the middle of the night, when there was no moon, Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education tractor plowed the field, and in this way it came back to, the land came back to the Vrindavan Institute of Higher Education. The farmer immediately accepted it and said, TK, TK. You know. So the land is there, but then the next hurdle was we didn't get a permission, because strictly speaking, this is green land, or land to be used for farming, and not yellow land, that is land where construction can go on. And it was a big hurdle for actually, I believe, 3 years more. Five, six years, the land was hanging, you know, between Earth and the heavenly planets. It was just inaccessible for our use. So then, just 3 weeks ago, the Mathura, the people who decide about the usage of land, said with a twinkle in their eyes, we give you one tip. Just call it a cow research center, what you want to do. And then, the twinkle with the eyes, you can build everything you want. So we said, and then they said, and you might give, we are Mathura Brahmanas, you might be inclined to give just a very little donation, which shows your affection. And so, when you are in Rome, do as the Romans. So we followed the customary traditions here, and now the land is there, and it is waiting for construction. So what do we have in mind? Listen very carefully, because we want to offer this as a service to the Vaishnavas. What we have in mind is to build a facility. We want to build it a little ecologically looking, that it has a nice atmosphere which pacifies the mind and is very suitable for bhajan. We want to build a facility which has rooms which can be used by devotees who want to unclutter their minds and engage in reading and chanting. So that that will be there, and there will be also, not all the time, a retreat center means you can go on individual retreats, but from time to time there will be different types of guided retreats. We want to build a hall which is big enough so that we can do what we do here. And then there will be rooms, that we want to give different retreats which were also smaller. For instance, we want to invite devotees like Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj. He can bring a group and give retreats there, and other devotees can give. Of course, the three of us, Gurujam Prabhu and Giriraj Maharaj, who has encouraged us over the years, and he has come, he comes, although his health is not always 100% good, and he encourages us, and we consider him an unofficial member of, unofficial and more hopefully official member of the retreat team. So they will come and offer smaller retreats, and then we will see about the bigger retreats. So now I'm turning to all of you. I think you will love that. The idea is good, isn't it?
Yeah.
You are devotees who go on retreat, so it's obvious that you like the idea. Now I want to ask those of you who are able to contribute to the retreat to do so. you can do that financially. Now I know many of you are poor, so you can help in 1 rupee, 2 rupee, if you wish. But maybe there are some hidden millionaires around. You can give more if you wish. Please support this, because it is an absolute requirement for our spiritual life. Lord Chaitanya ordered everyone to become Krishna conscious and to spread Krishna conscious. There was this one question also in the beginning. The devotee said, it seems we are more, our movement is very much involved in preaching Dharma and bringing Krishna consciousness out to the people, and not enough in nourishing the devotees. And Burijan Prabhu answered correctly, but this is what we are trying to do. Here, we try to help devotees to become Krishna conscious so that they are strong and can then go and spread Krishna consciousness with recharged batteries. This is the purpose of it. And if you have the ability and the desire in your heart, kindly think of supporting us in some ways. Yeah? That is our my humble request to you. Do according to your abilities, and you know, maybe you have also good tips. A few devotees have come forward and said, well, we know a constructor and we know this and that and so on. You will get information about the development of this Govardhan Retreat Center from a web page. I believe it will have the same name, Govardhan Retreat Center. Anyways, the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education, whose web page most of you know, will give a link to that Govardhan Retreat Center. Please stay with us. Stay with us means come again and again on retreat. It's not something which you do one time and then you say, I did this, like eating. I have just nourished myself one time. I did this, so I will never do it again. Retreat is something which nourishes us. And so please stay with us. Come again and again. Tell your friends about your experience. And also please remain connected at least with your good wishes. The good wishes of the Vaishnavas, the prayers of the Vaishnavas will make everything possible so that this retreat center can manifest very quickly and serve all of the devotees who wish to go on a retreat. This is my very humble request. I think you understand that I do not want to push you here for Lakshmi. That is not the idea. I want to present an idea to you of a wonderful project, a project which nourishes devotees, and I request you to give your good blessings to this project, to stay connected with this, because if devotees want that this will happen, then Giriraj will see all the devotees want this. I will give all the necessary permissions. I think this cow research center was Giriraj's idea. because you know the cow is he is called Govardhan, no? The one who nourishes the cows. So he made this arrangement, this way it rolls. So I wanted to share these happy news. I'm so encouraged by this, and it happened only 3 weeks or 4 weeks, or some. I think just before Kartik it happened. So kindly give your good wishes, and those who have means, please consider to help us constructing it. It's a service for all the Vaishnavas, which we want to do. Thank you very much for listening. All the best, and Hari Hari Bo.